Well, it's great to have you today on our A Little Grace to Grow podcast. And so I want to begin with John chapter 10, verses 7 through 10. And there's one phrase I want to zero in on. The Bible says, "Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door. I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." I want to talk to you about this subject, the blessed door. The Lord Jesus calls himself the door. Let's consider this for just a moment, though. A door has a number of wonderful services to humanity. It is first an entrance. I thank God for a place to enter for shelter. In our passage above, we find Jesus is the door to heaven. Through Jesus alone, we can find eternal life and a home in heaven. He is the means of entering heaven. The door is unlocked, and whosoever will may come in. The thief on the cross discovered this when he said, "Lord, remember me when you enter your kingdom." Our gracious Savior, though suffering horribly himself, assured this poor soul by saying, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Thank God for an entrance into heaven. A door is more than an entrance, though. It is an exit. Certainly, there are many things we would like to exit. We must remember that as sinners, we have a consequence we must face. We are sentenced to hell because of sin. Not because God hates us, but he hates sin. He has provided us a door to escape hell. Now think of the blessedness of this door. It is an exit from hell and an entrance to heaven. This is awesome. Our blessed door does not stop there. He is the exit from guilt and the entrance to forgiveness. He is the exit from anxiety and the entrance to peace. He is the exit from bitterness and the entrance to grace. He is the exit from hate and the entrance to love. He is the exit from wicked living and the entrance to honest living. He is the exit from an empty, self-indulgent life and the entrance to a life with purpose that's fulfilling. A Christ-honoring life. What a door. What a blessing. This is not all the door does for us. It is a barrier and a divider which protects us. We don't leave our doors open at night, especially if we live in the city. Why? We do it because the door keeps the critters and the creeps out. It is imperative that we close the door upon our entrance. Though we cannot lose our salvation, we can lose our focus and faith. The result is we end up going back to the immorality or the ungodly lifestyle that we once lived, that we exited. We need to make a commitment to the Lord when we enter. The more accountable we make ourselves in our commitment, the tighter the door will be shut. The more active we are on the inside of the door, the less chance we have of exiting the door. We will decide whether or not the door stands between us and the world, or the world stands between us and the door. Friend, I want to ask you that real quick. Is there something keeping you from going through the door through the Lord Jesus Christ? Following his plan, his purpose for your life? Listen, you've got to go in, you receive him. The Bible says, as we have received the Lord Jesus, so follow him. Remember that game show, Let's Make a Deal? Some of you may not remember this. It's an old game show. But there were three doors that you had to choose from, and behind one of those doors was the grand prize. The other two were gag prizes. Okay, they didn't win anything. The contestant had to guess which one held the grand prize. He had a 33% chance of winning. Now, you need to understand this. With Jesus, you have a 100% chance of winning. He is always the right door. He is the only option for heaven and true contentment on earth. Pick Jesus. He is our exit from evil, our entrance to good. He's our protection from evil, while we abide in him. God bless you, and I hope you have a fantastic day.